woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Going to be absolutely scorching today. It's already feeling like 24, but it's going to go up to 30, and they're saying we'll feel somewhere in the neighborhood close to 40, which is akin to how it feels in the studio this morning. I'm not really sure what happened overnight.
I don't know.
But I don't think Miles or Luke or whoever was in left the air conditioning on.
It was
on.
So hot.
It was 35 degrees
like
when we walked in this morning. So yeah, anyway, welcome to the oven. And we're going to have a fun day today. We've got the summer side hustle. Someone's going to win $1,000 in the next hour. Hopefully it's you. And then if it's not you, we'll get you signed up for tomorrow's summer side hustle. We pay you $1,000 every single day to listen to 99.9 Virgin Radio. And in the meantime, let's check in with the crew. Jax, back from vacation.
Yeah,
welcome
baby.
Back, honey. You look
Thank
great.
You. Thank you very much. Cut off all my hair. You know, it's summer.
Yeah.
I want to give a special shout out because this is either going to be awful or really good. Kanye West apparently put out a new album over the weekend, and there was a bunch of special listening parties happening in Vegas. Nobody said if it's amazing or terrible yet, but we could be having brand new Kanye West, either a couple tracks or a full album this week.
So I was at I was out for lunch once with a couple of record reps, and they said when Kanye, I forget which album it was, but there was an album where it was free him kind of going off the rails a little bit.
Yeah,
he came to Toronto. They played the album in front of the entire like record community,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's like a small thing. And he just sat on the stage and stared at them.
That's...
So they brought him out. He sat on the stage. He stared. He didn't say a word. And then he just looked at them.
That's comfortable,
and then they looked back.
Yeah.
And nobody like knew any of the songs. Yeah. So they couldn't like dance or anything. And it was just like, they're just like, okay, thanks.
Oh,
and then
he
just left afterwards.
He's so good socially, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure is. Always makes an impression. Yeah. Michaela, what's going on with you?
Well, guys, I saw someone with a gym bag for the first time. And I can't tell you how long. And I felt like I was brought back in time, but also very helpful for your future.
Now, was the person with the gym bag you?
It was not. It was my neighbor.
Oh.
I saw him walk out, and I was like, that outfit looks something I've seen before, but I can't put my
Many
finger on it.
Many years ago.
Been a long, long time. Yeah, honestly, I think I saw so many people at the gym this weekend. And Jax, you were out working out
working
at 45
out.
And having a good time.
I'm going to have a 20-pack by tomorrow. Watch out.
A couple songs from right now. Did you know you can buy a condo in Toronto with a TikTok recording studio? I'm not kidding. We'll get into it next.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I don't know about your house and what cool things you have, but how about buying a condo with a TikTok recording studio?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. This is at 1001 Queensway. They're called Verge Condos. So it's Etobicoke. And so here's the thing. I guess because everybody's left the city.
Yeah.
Condo developers are like, Oh, we got to work for your money?
Yeah.
Get out.
You're just not waiting, lining up?
Yeah. I thought we just built the building and sold it at an enormous profit.
Not anymore.
What? Yeah. What do you mean? So they have actually, so it's not in your condo, but it's a part of the common area.
Yeah.
They have a TikTok recording studio that is well lit, soundproof, all the things that you need. And it actually kind of apparently it looks really cool too. And there's a little bit of outdoor space as well. So if you are a social media influencer or, I don't know, you just want to have some fun with your friends.
Yeah.
You can go down there and shoot videos and do your thing. You just rent it out like you would rent out a party room in a normal condo.
Well, they're saying with so many people working from home and having to do, you know, more and more and more digital for their work or just even having to create a presentation, like these spaces are so important.
Right.
And you know there's going to be weird TikToks going on in there, though.
1,000%.
It's not going to be productive.
What
it's kind not of
weird
be
are we talking about, Jax?
Just silly TikToks, for sure.
The thing is, too, like, and I was wondering about this, like, obviously, you know, Doug Ford said last week, Jax, while you were on vacation, that the lockdowns are 99%. He said he's 99% sure they're done, which means we may be in for another one.
And I don't know about that.
So I'm concerned that, like, okay, so you buy this condo, and then let's say we have to go through another lockdown, which we, in all honesty, probably won't have to. Then what? Like, this whole work from home thing was great, except for the fact that if you were in a condo, you couldn't use any of those spaces.
I'm this close to making a puppet TikTok account.
A puppet
Let me tell you, like, that's where I'm going to lose my mind.
Now, what would be, do you
one
have
lockdown
a,
away.
Do you have a an idea of the characters you would involve for your puppet TikTok?
Yeah.
Like, what are we
They'll
going with?
Unstable, what's the, sure. They'll be unstable, that's for sure.
What's the basic premise?
Socks, Stress, sadness. That'll be my puppet TikTok
account. The triple S TikTok. I like that. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You can tell who has kids or has kids in their family based on their knowledge of Peppa Pig. Now, a couple of years ago, I'd have been like, what's Peppa Pig? I could have been 29, 30 years old, no idea what Peppa Pig was. But now.
Oh, now.
Peppa Pig is my best damn friend. Because if I need to get anything done and my two-year-old is acting up, all you have to do is tempt her with a little Peppa Pig and she falls right in a line.
She loves the Peppa. She even has a Peppa hat.
She has a Peppa hat.
She does, yeah.
We put Peppa Pig on her birthday cake.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Peppa Pig happening in the house. And a new season dropped on Netflix on Friday.
Dropped.
Which I'm thrilled about it. I know my parents are thrilled about it. And I know my girlfriend's thrilled about it. And everybody's thrilled about it because we've watched the five seasons that they already had about 10,000 times.
Yeah.
Problem is, and there's articles being written about this, especially now, that after basically a Peppa Pig pandemic binge, that basically her accent is affecting the children.
Which I don't want to call you out, but Everly does have kind of a British accent.
So parents are saying their kids now say Father Christmas instead of Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And that they also throw out the expression, give it a go, which British.
Yeah.
And so we've noticed personally that she doesn't say daddy.
She said daddy.
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 And she does it in the way that Peppa Pig does it.
Hello, Daddy.
I can't remember what shows I would have probably watched to learn to speak. Probably Sesame Street?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
But
Sesame.
That's all. Most of our stuff was American, right? Mm. Or some Canadian. But yeah, she's all British all the time. She likes the car. They're saying that like older kids who still watch Peppa Pig are saying instead of gas, they'll say petrol.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I kind of like it. I found it very, very cute, but now I'm realizing that it's like a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
100%. And I guess there are some parents that have a real problem with this. Yeah. I could care less. It'll change
it's
eventually.
So cute.
I don't think she's going to have a British accent forever.
No, I like to think that she's only going to have a British accent.
I think when you look at where this is going, I think it's kind of cool to understand like how your brain works at that age, because they repeat everything.
Little sponges.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm curious to see, as she gets older, how much of this she hangs on to and how much of an effect this has on the generation. Are these the Peppa Pig fake British generation?
Everyone's just going to sound regal and high class.
Which wouldn't be the worst thing, right?
No, not at all.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I just want to throw this out there for the Peppa Pig British accents.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids who are developing British accents because of Peppa Pig. We got one from the 647. Oh my God, my little cousin is completely British after watching Peppa for years. It's the cutest. And surprisingly, she still does hold on to some of the accent. She's 8 years old.
Excellent.
Another one from Newmarket. My son's 4. Says he can't speak without a British accent. Another one from the 647. Thank you for talking about Peppa Pig, my son. Also says daddy instead of daddy.
Yeah. Hello, daddy.
Now, Jax went on vacation last week.
Yep.
And we're not really interested. We don't care. You know what? We don't care. We're jealous.
Oh, good.
Except for we do care about what happened for Jax's last day of vacation. Most people take it easy, get organized, whatever. Jax went on a whole little date for herself.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And I want to know if you think this is weird. Go ahead.
I rented a kayak and kayaked down the Humber River by myself and listened to crime podcasts, and I packed myself a picnic. Is that weird?
I mean, it sounds like a nice idea.
Yeah.
I'm curious about. So you chose the Humber River because
it was the first place I found on Google.
You know that you can rent kayaks in the East End too, on the beach.
Really?
Yeah, at Woodbine Beach. You can.
I feel like I don't have any business in the open waters. You know what I mean?
Okay,
the river's contained. Yeah. So yeah, I rented a little kayak.
Okay.
I went and I had a sandwich and I just chilled.
So I've got a question. If you're gonna listen to a crime podcast in your kayak, like how do you keep your phone out of the getting wet or whatever? Because kayaks are.
Yeah, I just put it on my lap.
That's
I'm a good
it?
Kayaker, yeah.
Are you a good kayaker?
Yeah, I grew up competitively kayaking in Nova Scotia.
Did
yeah.
you really?
And they're like, they're just little piccolos. So like, you can't tip them. Like, you don't get wet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then, and that's what you did.
I did. And I went under a tree and I had my picnic. And it, like, I don't want to say that the Humber River didn't smell good, but it didn't smell great. So my little picnic under the tree, like, wasn't very appetizing. But it was something for me. But I went back early because my back hurt.
Apparently, there's a guy on TikTok that actually dives the Humber River.
Oh,
and there's like, and there's stuff at the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
And he talks about the things that he pulls up. Now, this kid, he's like 16 and he's like really popular. He does, I think he pulls a lot of trash off the bottom.
Yeah.
But there's actually like interesting things at the bottom of the Humber River that you'd be surprised by.
Oh, good.
It's just, I like, so there's the Humber River and you think that doesn't smell good. Now you live in the East End, which means you're close to the Dawn River.
I'm right across from the Dawn River.
And you'll notice with the Dawn River that nobody kayaks on it.
I wondered that.
Uh-huh. And there's a reason for that.
There's my next spot.
Right. Yeah, no, don't ever go in the Dawn River. I once saw a guy fishing out of it, and I was like, oh boy, I'm so sorry.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Go baseball! The Jays have been approved to host 15,000 people when they return to the Rogers Center on July 30th. So this is a little less than a third of the regular capacity, which is about 50,000. They said that the roof of the Rogers Center will stay open during the games unless it rains. If the roof is closed, pockets will remain for air circulation. And rumor has it that Kanye not only has a brand new song coming this week, but an entire album. So videos have been surfacing all weekend long of a bunch of different parties and listening parties all over Las Vegas. And Kanye is playing for a bunch of friends what many to believe his long-awaited album. Social media personality Justin LaBoy, who claims to have been at one of the events, tweeted that the album will most likely be released later this week. Although, of course, no official announcement from Kanye yet, but he is a mysterious man.
Very exciting. I want to see if this is going to be, it's either going to be extremely good or extremely bad. There is no in between.
I have a feeling it's going to be good.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm ready for it. Let's go.
And a new music contest show is coming to North America, and the judges, listen to this lineup. Alanis Morissette, Grimes, will.i.am, and Nick Lachey of 98 Degrees fame are going to be the judges on this new show called Alter Ego. And the premise behind Alter Ego is another show where you don't see the singers, your eyes are closed because you're mad, I can tell right now. So Alter Ego will have the contestants take on the form of avatars of their dream alter egos.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know a single person that still watches a music competition show. Do you know a single person?
I like the Masked Singer. I think
Do you
funny.
Like the Masked Singer?
Yeah,
okay, it's kind of goofy. All right, fine.
I like that they just keep getting weirder
like
and
enough,
weirder. Yeah.
Enough. Something else, please.
But you know what? Nick Lachey is working.
Yeah.
So you know what?
You know
he's
what?
Working.
That's positive. Good for Nick.
And that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. Keyword, summer side hustle. Next, right now, BTS.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What is the most high maintenance wedding you've ever been to? Like the demands from the bride and the groom were so intense that like you've never forgot it. Can you think of anything? You can. You don't have to tell me who. You just have to tell me what the demands were.
So I'll say it. It was my sister-in-law and brother's wedding. And it was just, it was pretty extra. And I don't know if this was put on by, you know, these rules were put on by them or somebody else, but like there was no dinner, but you couldn't leave between the ceremony and the reception. They were like, please stay on the grounds, which was like down the Halifax waterfront, but they didn't want you to leave because they didn't want people to be late coming back, because if you were late, you couldn't really get in. So they made you not leave. And also, they had like a drink minimum, like you had to have a certain amount of drinks. Like you had to have.
You had
drinks.
To have.
Unless like you were sober or something.
That is a very Nova Scotia thing. Please drink at least this much.
You have to get drunk or you can't be here.
Yeah. Now, a couple in the UK have sent out this atrocious list. People are calling it atrocious. There's a couple things on here though that I'm not sure is so bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Having been married and then divorced.
I was going to say.
Having been through the marriage part, though, the wedding part, it's you can understand some of this stuff. So, by the way, this is these are just the highlights from the email that was sent to everybody.
Oh, God.
Please don't wear anything except a basic bob or ponytail for women.
I can't come.
So already. That's too much. You can't tell people how to look. It's like you can maybe line up clothes and stuff and get people matching, but you can't tell people how to wear their hair, can you?
Yeah, I don't think so. But maybe they just don't want any like super bridally updos. But I don't know who would do that to a wedding, anyways.
Oh, there's people.
Really?
There's people who wear white to a wedding, which is you shouldn't do unless you wear the bride.
Yeah.
But I mean, Also, most of us now. That ship sailed. Yeah. Number two, do not talk to the bride at all.
Oh, God.
Now, I guess the whole idea here, and I can understand to a point. Everybody wants the bride's attention on the wedding day. And when you are getting married and you're going through the wedding, everybody wants a minute of your time. Yeah. And then you've always got the aunt who's had a little too much to drink, who keeps tugging on your thing.
Come here.
Come here. Come on. We gotta get another picture. Yeah, and you're like, I hired a photographer. Yeah. No, I gotta get one on my bad digital camera.
You're a good kid.
Exactly. You know, I always loved you the most. And so I get, I don't get don't talk to the bride at all.
Yeah.
But I think maybe what you say is, please be respectful of the bride and groom's time as they are trying to say hi and thank everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Number three, do not check Facebook or record anything.
Oh, like check into Facebook. Like you can't say where you are? That's weird.
I think so, yeah. Like I guess people check in on locations.
I get the picture thing because that's
the recording thing.
The recording and the picture thing is rude because you don't want to give away like first looks before the actual photographers who the wedding party or the bride and groom have paid for.
Yes.
You don't want to do that.
And you pay a fortune for the photographer. So just wait for the photographer to get the picture, right? So I do understand that, although it's like, don't check your own Facebook page, even if somebody messages you. It's like, well, maybe, maybe you can. Number four, do not have a full face of makeup.
I
understand less.
Yeah. Maybe like over the top. Maybe it's like the same thing with the hair rule. Like don't do over the top. But also you shouldn't tell people what they can and can't do, especially with their body.
Yes.
At your get-together that you're forcing them to come to.
And there might be some sort of thing where it's like, well, this is a country wedding and we want this to be a little, I don't know in this particular case, but it's like, we want it to be a little bit more low-key. But if people want to be extra when everybody else is being low-key, that's their the right to do that. They're allowed to do that. Except you should know do the bride, I guess.
It's also, you know that after the pandemic, because people haven't gone out in so long, everybody's going to be showing up to weddings.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, here's how I know they have cheap family and friends.
What?
Gifts must be $75 or more or you won't be admitted. Now, people are outraged by this last clause.
Yeah.
And I get it. However, if you're putting on the wedding, the whole custom is that people pay for their plate, right? And I'm assuming that each plate is worth, because like, especially in Toronto, you can have plates that are $150, $200 a plate, right?
But did these people ask you to get married?
No, no, they didn't. Also,
and did they ask for the $200 plate?
No, they didn't.
I don't agree with that rule, and we've gotten into arguments about this before.
I think you pay for your plate.
No.
I think you do it. And this is where
you do, but you can't get mad if somebody doesn't. Agree to disagree.
I think we're gonna have to. Here's the thing. What I don't understand about this is, okay, if you're giving cash at a wedding, which is normally what I do, because I just don't have time to think about what they might want. The thing is, who's going to stand at the, like, did they hire a bouncer for the wedding to make sure that everybody's gift was $75 and up? Wow. Like, are they going to unwrap it right there? Because some people do actually give a physical gift.
The gift cop.
How do you, what do you mean you're going to be turned away?
No.
And I'm just wondering, and maybe this is wrong of me, but when I see an email like this go out, it makes me think, these people have been burned by the people that are inviting to their wedding before.
It also makes me not want to go.
No.
Yeah.
Makes me, it's almost like, please don't come to our wedding.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's like we got to, imagine being where the bride and groom are on this and everybody's giving them a really hard time.
Yeah.
But imagine giving them, the bride and groom are feeling like they have to send out an email like this.
Yeah.
What in their lives has compelled them
who
to send
them?
An email? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Who hurt them?
Maybe their friends suck. Which, in which case, don't invite your friends.
Yeah. Something bad happened there. There's
something.
More to that story.
There's trauma.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Saw a TikTok on Friday that said, we're midway through July. I haven't had my hot girl summer at somebody's cottage or on some hot guy's boat. And then girl was like fake crying in the background.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It is.
You know, there are very few people with cottages and very few people with boats out there. Now, Jax refers to a friendship. If it's upgraded, they have a cottage, it's a cottage ship.
Absolutely.
Now, the question is, how did you scam your way in to your friend's cottage group?
Look, I don't have a lot of friends with cottages, and I got to make things work.
Uh-huh.
So I went to, you know, my good friend and also our music director, Lisa's cottage.
Oh.
I did the exact same thing last year, and somehow I've become an annual participant. It was myself, her, and her, like, childhood best friend and their children.
You scammed your way into
so
that.
It was me and her friend and their kids. Like, I had no business there. It was a mixed group. Like, I love them all, but, like, it's odd that they would have let me come. But I think you know how desperate people are to come to the cottage. That Lisa was like, I'm going to let you swim. You need a good swim.
Here's the thing. Like, those types of friendships, those, like, lifelong friendships are irreplaceable.
Absolutely.
If you have them, they're irreplaceable.
Absolutely.
And when you are the new person, you're the third wheel on somebody who has kids, too.
Oh, yeah.
So did you know this person?
Yeah. I met them on our first annual, which was last year, the first time I ever
saw them. So you've seen them twice in your whole life. Have you seen them since?
I would say three times.
Okay.
No, we chat every time the cottage comes up. And they're all sweethearts, but like I earned my keep. I took care of the children.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were babysitter?
Yeah,
okay.
I took care of the children.
I like having a nanny there. That's good.
Yeah, there was a 10-week-old there. You know what I mean? Like I had to earn my keep. Mom needed a break.
Yeah.
So I earned my keep. I was there to babysit.
Okay.
I just need to swim, man. I just want to swim.
Well, because it is hard to do. So here's the question is, how did you scam your way in? And you know, it doesn't have to be a scam, but you earned your cottage ship. You earned your boat ship. Now, I used a cheat code.
This isn't fair.
Because Lawyer Bay, my girlfriend, has a cottage, as a family cottage. Well, her family has the cottage.
Yes, yeah, she does.
And they haven't kicked me out yet. Now, I've been able to go up and that sort of thing, and you play by the rules. It's everybody else, and I try to be as good as possible. And you always want to make sure you're on your best behavior, right?
Same with TJ. He inherited a cottage.
Yes.
From Val. Where's Michelle's cottage? I didn't get a cottage in my new relationship.
I swear, and this sounds terrible, but if you want to have a ton of matches on Bumble or Hinge.
Say that you have a cottage?
Tell them you got a cottage. Even if you don't.
Don't cottage manipulate.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Hey, we got a couple text messages coming in from the 289. I am a built-in nanny, so therefore my friends who all have children invite me to everything.
Yeah.
Hit your text coming, or keep your text coming at 999999. We want to know what your cottage connection is. You don't own it, but somehow you got in the group of friends that does get to go at least once a year. How did you do it?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jack.
How did you get your way into a cottage/boat group of people, meaning they have access to one, because it's really expensive to rent them. Good luck even trying to find one now. And of course, you get the free invite each year. Now you should bring food. You should probably offer to clean.
Yeah.
This is what I do it with my girlfriend's family. Now that it's the right thing to do, but also they're super good to me, so I have to be like, you know. But the other thing is like I'm also like, I'm hoping that they like me.
Yeah.
Because I really, you know, Lawyer Bay and I, things
are going
well.
I think you're doing okay.
I hope so.
I think you're doing
okay. I want them to be like, you know how family's always nice to the boyfriend? And then later on, like, when the boyfriend's not there and they'll be like, listen, we got some things to bring up about this guy. I want that list to be not if I can. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. You're doing okay.
What are the texts saying, Jax? How do people scam their way in?
We got a lot of texts coming in. I have a yearly cottage that used to have 30 people, and I have a small cottage that hasn't been updated since the 90s. Each year, we have to cut out people because we are getting old and broken. There's one, I thought it was a cottage, but they meant that. True. There's one friend of a friend that we only see on this weekend, and he always gets invited because she brings the best food. That's true. Now, I have a question. Does food, like, is it liquor or food, one or the other?
Liquor or food. Usually, you try to do both. Like, if you're bringing liquor to me, like, bring some breakfast supplies, do something.
Yeah.
You know, because you should bring what you're going to drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a little bit extra.
Yeah.
Right? Leave some behind.
Yeah. That text from the 705 from Alliston. A few summers ago, we were invited to a friend's parents' cottage. We were expected to bring and prepare all of our own meals except for one breakfast and had to spend a minimum of 3 hours a day cleaning brush or chopping wood. I like that.
Minimum of 3 hours a day?
They said, I declined the next year's invite.
Yeah, no kidding. You're literally just bringing up people to do your work for you. Which I think if it's family, it's cool.
Yeah.
But if you're like, if it's just supposed to be a cottage relaxing weekend, that's not relaxing.
A text in the 905. My boyfriend and his family own a cottage a few hours north. And over the 5 years of us together, I now get to go up every weekend. So thankful.
Well,
I bet you're living life, aren't you?
Jax, you should have told Michelle that if she wanted to date you, she has to have a cottage. And then she could have sorted it out.
But she cuts my hair.
Oh.
So I feel like it's one or the other.
Yeah.
I'm doing
have
okay.
Great hair throughout the pandemic. Okay,
I'm
fine,
doing okay.
Fine.
Also had a text from the 647. I moved to Innisfil, 5 minutes drive to the beach, basically living in a cottage now. So that's what I need to do is just move to a cottage. full time.
You could do that. You could broadcast remotely. Yeah. We'd miss you.
Belle would be like, no. Come on back.
Get back into the studio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A new condo being built on the Queensway has a TikTok room.
Cool.
Because that's where we are in 2021. This new place is called Verge Condos. It's going to be in Etobicoke. And they are trying to attract young buyers with studio spaces to record TikToks and other social media videos. It's kind of smart. I mean, a lot of people working from home have to use like a digital space. And they can also have the room to make TikToks in. And I guess people are very interested in this. Mm. I'd use it. It has a green screen and everything. You can do some weird stuff in there.
Why not, right?
Why not? Absolutely. Congratulations to Olivia Rodrigo because yet again another record has been broken. It is the first debut by a woman to spend 4 weeks at number one in over a decade. The previous artist to hold that title was Susan Boyle in 2009. Oh her new album, Sour, I mean, it's all over the place. It's just shattering every single record, including passing Justin Bieber's Justice to become Spotify's most streamed album of 2021.
If you're her ex-boyfriend, are you not a little filled with regret?
Just
for not necessarily. Listen, if you wanted to leave the relationship and go date Sabrina Carpenter, that's fine. Yeah. But like, it seems like he left it in a really bad way, and she wrote an entire album on it.
Or maybe he's like, you know what? Good, I'm glad that I gave you all of this inspiration.
Okay, you can't lay claim for that.
Yeah,
it's all her, man. Good for her.
Sounds like Space Jam isn't doing as well as we all thought. And we thought that this is going to be the movie that everybody really enjoyed. So Space Jam hit the theaters, of course, on Friday. And many were excited because this is a redo that they didn't seem like they were going to mess up. Like LeBron James is in it.
Yeah.
And they have a huge soundtrack. Like so many artists. It sounds like it's going to be incredible. Also one of the first films that you can actually see in theaters. So people are really excited about that. It's doing very poorly on Rotten Tomatoes, as well as a lot of tweets coming out about it. Just saying they just didn't do it justice. So,
from what I've heard, it's the review I read was, it's atrocious. Don't go see it, which is too bad. I don't think the original Space Jam was rated highly by critics either, though. Right? Like, I don't think anybody looked at the Michael Jordan version. Were like, you know, that's a 5-star movie. But remember, you know, critics are adults.
Yeah.
You know,
this is a movie for kids. We were
literally children when we saw that, and it was great to us. And if we go back and watch it now, it's probably got some plot holes. Yeah. So I'm wondering, you know, ask your 5-year-old if they enjoyed it, because that's who it's for.
For a baby, for a child. Yes, 100%. Absolutely. And that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. Now, you want a summer side hustle. Basically, you listen to us. $1,000 every day just for listening to Virgin Radio, and we've got another keyword for you in just over an hour at 10 a.m.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I want to know what this means to you.
Ha. Now,
usually, like if this was like 3 years ago, I wouldn't know what this is. But now, this theme song it haunts me and my dreams. And it's because when you have a child, things change, and you watch things that you wouldn't have watched. Now, people are like, hey, are you binging Yellowstone, or are you binging Too Hot to Handle Season 2, or whatever? No, for me, it's Peppa Pig.
The only time I've ever heard that intro is at your home.
It's the theme song of my house. Yeah. It really is. And it's because if you want to get anything done, you got to put Peppa Pig on. And there's a bunch of articles and studies actually being done about the effect that Peppa Pig has had on the children, as in North American kids with British accents. And I'm going to give you an example. So listen to the way we'd say Teddy, as in teddy bear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the way Peppa says it. Teddy.
Teddy.
Now that is similar to daddy.
Yeah.
Which my daughter says, daddy.
She does. I've heard it, and it's actually British. And she says, hello, daddy. Because she's so excited to see you, but she just says daddy.
No, we got a text from the 647 saying, our little cousin is completely British after watching Peppa for years. It's the cutest thing. She's 8 years old. Surprisingly, she's held onto the accent. Mm-hmm. Another one from Newmarket. My son is 4. And he says can't with a British accent, as in can't.
Can't. I like that. That's regal.
I think so, too. You know, the thing is that the Americans are complaining about it, but, like, I don't know that it's the worst thing.
No,
like,
that's a great accent to have.
Like, if you're okay, let's be honest here, right? You're Toronto and you're single guy. Here's what I know as being a guy. If all things are equal and you're an average-looking dude, you are 10 out of 10 hot if you've got a British accent.
Have you ever heard Armadale announcer Miles talk, say anything.
But Miles is also, Miles looks like.
Oh, yeah, true. He's hot too.
He looks
yeah.
like Jude Law.
That's true.
So
that's
it's
true.
A little unfair.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, if you are just relative, like, remember Love Actually? The guys are like, it's like, no, like in England, nobody will pay attention to us, but in America,
yeah,
with our
that's
accent.
True. That's true.
So this is not the worst thing in the world. A lot of people are saying too that they have noticed that their kids don't say gasoline, they say petrol.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing that they've said is that instead of Santa Claus, they'll say Father Christmas.
I like that.
And if it's like, hey, you want to try this? A British saying for that is give it a go.
Yeah.
And a lot of kids are saying give it a go.
Yeah. I love that. Sound high class and regal.
I don't hate it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The question is this actually weird or is this just something the gays do? Now, that is Jax's title
yes,
for it.
Yeah.
And I want you to remember that before you hear this story, that Jax is in a unique position in that she's friends with every single one of her exes, which to me, who is friends with precisely zero of my exes, it's weird for me. Might not be for you. Jax, tell us what exactly you're doing in a couple of weeks when you go on vacation.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And it involves your ex.
Yeah.
And spending long periods of time with your ex without your current girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my ex-girlfriend, Najet, who is currently living in Vancouver, is going to be flying to Toronto and staying with myself and my current partner, Michelle, for a few days. And then my ex-girlfriend and I are going to drive together, without Michelle, to Nova Scotia. Because I'm going home and Najet wants to hitch a ride to Nova Scotia. She hasn't seen her family in a bit. So we're going to do an 18-hour road trip together. And I'm so excited.
18-hour road trip
I'm so
with
excited.
Your ex.
I've done so many road trips with her. And I love her to death. We're going to have a great time. Haven't seen each other in years.
Now, I can tell you. Yeah. I can tell you. And I wish I was more evolved than this.
Yeah.
But it would be really hard for me if I knew Lawyer Bay, my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Was going to go on an 18-hour road trip with one of her ex-boyfriends.
Why?
Not
but
hard,
why?
But
I want to know why.
I would a complete trust or whatever.
Yeah.
To me, there would just, I don't even know if I could put my finger on it.
Because like, that's what I,
about it.
That's what
I'm like,
I wonder.
Because here's the thing. It's not about trust.
Yeah. Then what is it about?
Okay, I wish I was more evolved than this, but I'm not. I think it's territorial. I think there's a little bit of, and I don't know that this is right or correct or politically correct.
No, that's fair.
But I think there's a little bit of, you know, screw off, dude. This is my girlfriend.
Come on, bro. You know? This is my lady.
Now, I understand that my perspective on that isn't necessarily the healthiest, but I'm also trying to be realistic about this.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I'm not sure that if it were in reverse, Lawyer Bay would be happy about it either. And I think it's because it's like, wait a second. Why aren't you going on that road trip with me? So the question I would have for you is, why is Michelle not joining the two of you?
Well, Michelle's going to be working. So Michelle's a hairstylist, so she's booked until 2047.
Right.
So she's not able to come home with me, but she has no problem with it. Like, she's all chill. Of course,
couldn't you just driven alone? Like, it's a fun little trip.
Oh, absolutely. But, like, it's more fun if my buddies come. And, like, because my exes aren't only just my exes. Like, they're still my close friends, right? I think, okay, so I honestly do think it's a gay thing. And I think it may just be a lesbian thing because a lot of the gay guys I know, like, they don't do that either.
Okay.
They don't do that either.
So this is what I want to ask you. Now, I know when I ask questions about Jax to you, I know that I get a skewed answer because there's Jax's point of view, which is lovely. But people don't, you know, you tend not to take Jax's point of view and actually apply it to yourself. So I want you to really ask yourself before you answer this question, would you be comfortable, completely comfortable with your partner going on an 18-hour road trip alone and then spending several days or a week without you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you cool with that? Are you honestly cool with that? Because if you're being completely honest with yourself, I'm going to say there might be a part of you that is a very, least uncomfortable.
Michelle doesn't care, and if she did the same thing, I wouldn't care either.
See,
if she went on a road trip, I'm all good.
That's what makes it special.
oh no.
We got a 289 text message. Hey, I'm a lesbian, and my girlfriend would absolutely kill me.
Really?
Yeah, so
maybe
it's not.
Okay.
Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You tell me, are you comfortable with this? So your partner is going on an 18-hour road trip with their ex. That's after staying over at you and your partner's house for the night as well. How comfortable are you with it? Because that's what Jax is going to do in a couple of weeks here when she goes back on vacation. And what's interesting about it is that, you know, this is Jax's ex-girlfriend from Nova Scotia. So I think you guys are going to drive back home.
Yes, together, we're going to drive home together.
18-hour trip.
Yes, bye.
How comfortable would you honestly be with it? Now, Jax calls this, is this actually weird or is this just what the gays do? Now, what do the text messages say? Because I'm interested on both sides.
Yeah.
Like, if you're cis, I want to know.
Yeah.
If you're gay, I want to know.
Yeah.
Like, what is the deal here?
And it seems like that... It seems like the queers are split, actually.
Oh.
So it says, I'm a text from the 647, I'm a lesbian, and nope to this. So I guess it's not just lesbians.
That's what I'm okay, I'm glad somebody came out and said it, because I felt like I was going to be all one people like, oh, Adam, you're a bit of a caveman. I would not be cool with this. I don't think I can handle it.
Text from the 905, absolutely not. Even if he got that thought in his head, I'd be mad. Okay, well, like, I just, that's, yeah. Text from the 647, are you sure that she doesn't have feelings for you still? We dated 11 years ago, so I'm sure I don't think she does. Mm-hmm. And another text.
There could always be. You can't just, time does not change that all the time. You know that.
Okay. It's not.
There could be some. There could be.
I think she just wants a free ride back to Nova
Scotia. Okay, well, maybe that's
true. You know what I mean?
Right.
Text from the 905, I'm a gay male. Friends with most of my exes. I'd have no problem traveling with an ex or a partner doing that. There's a reason they are called an ex. I'm also from New Brunswick, so maybe it's an East Coast thing.
It might be.
I think it may be an East Coast thing because we had another text here. Another text from a lesbian saying, yeah, absolutely not. That's not cool. And a text here, though. I like this one from the 705 from Timmins. I'm a lesbian and my fiance and I currently live with her ex-fiance and her ex-fiance, his new partner. It's like one big happy family. I definitely think it's a gay thing. That sounds like a commune and I like it.
That's pretty intense. I don't think I can handle that situation. Keep it coming. 999-999. Here's Doja Cat, Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
What do Alanis Morissette, Grimes, will.i.am, and Nick Lachey all have in common?
It's a group. That is a group.
Well, they're all going to be judges on a new music contest show coming this fall on Fox.
Yeah,
so it's going to be called Alter Ego, and this is another show where you can't see the true identities of the singers on stage. It's going to have contestants take on the form of avatars of their dream alter egos. So it's going to be like computer-generated? I don't know, but Alanis Morissette's going to be there. Can't wait for that one. Kanye West may have a new album dropping this week, and there's more and more and more rumors coming out about this, even as early as this morning. A bunch of people have said that they've heard the album in Las Vegas over the weekend. There were a couple different listening parties. He's been saying that he's going to put out some sort of album for like 4 years. So not only a new song, hopefully a new album, and like social media personality Justin LaBoy, who does a pretty big, you know, podcast on new music, and he's usually pretty bang on. He has said that he's heard it, and it's coming out this week. So
do we know if it's good?
Nobody's said, but I get worried, but I'm not worried about this one. I think he has a lot to prove, and he's gonna put out a good album. But you know, with Kanye, and Blue Jays are approved to host 15,000 fans.
Hey,
yeah,
all right.
They've been approved to do this on the 30th at Rogers Center, and this is a little less than a third of the regular capacity, which is about 50,000. They've said that the roof of the Rogers Center will stay open during games unless it rains. Of course, if the roof is closed, pockets will remain for air circulation, and that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. Now, we've got another Summer Side Hustle keyword for you in two songs at 10 o'clock. So we want to hook you up.
This is with Virgin Mornings with Adam Wild,
every day
DJ
with Virgin.
And Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever had a friend that's thrown a wedding and they've been a bit difficult?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, you have? Okay. Mm-hmm. And like, in what way would they be difficult?
Just really worried, really stressed, really, I don't know.
Because there's some people that, like, when they get worried, they put their problems on others. Like, it makes it everybody else's problem rather than, hey, it's your wedding, deal with it.
Yeah, when they feel like they need to control something that can come off not as great on other people.
I see. Mm-hmm. Now, the list I'm about to read you is from a real wedding in the UK.
Oh, no.
And you know it's bad when the list of restrictions that you send out to the people attending your wedding becomes worldwide news. We're talking about it in Toronto. These guys are in the UK. It's a lot. So first of all, if you are attending with a plus one, these are all the rules and restrictions you're facing. And actually, just even on your own too. Number one, please arrive 15 to 30 minutes early.
Okay.
I don't hate that, especially for someone like me who could arrive 15 to 30 minutes late.
Oh, Adam Wild standard time, you mean.
That's right.
Oh, I hate that time.
Okay, so not bad so far, right? No. Number two, please don't wear white cream or ivory.
That's, yeah, of course.
Like, unless it's like a white shirt with a blazer over top of it, you can understand why. It's a wedding.
Also, don't do that at Bachelorette, just side note.
Number three, and this is where it starts to get a bit silly. Please don't wear anything other than a basic bob or ponytail. I'm assuming that's just for the women in attendance.
I don't have enough hair for either.
There's that. And you got your hair cut, right?
Yeah, it's so short.
Yeah, it's very short. But beyond that, and I don't fully understand this. I'm assuming it's so that nobody does some crazy hairstyle
crazy
that outdoes the bride.
I would imagine so, yeah. Because, like, you know, the bride and the bridal party put so much money into their hair, so you don't want any crazy updos.
That number three clause feels like something aimed at somebody specific
coming. Sure. It's like, if Jessica's coming, don't you dare do that with your hair.
That's it. Number four, please do not wear a full face of makeup. Again, I think that's for Jessica.
Jessica's in trouble.
Jessica's in huge trouble. Yeah. Number five, please do not record during the ceremony. That one, I 1,000% get. Because if you've hired a photographer, a videographer, and even if you haven't, everybody put your phone down and just enjoy the moment, please.
Yeah, and you don't want your look leaked, right?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe I don't care.
No. You definitely care. Like, okay. If I was getting married, I would not want anybody to see my outfit until I put it online.
You
want
to be able to put it online
first. I want to put it online. Okay, yeah, I want to control my suit.
Number six, do not check on Facebook until instructed. And as in, I guess there are people that still do check-ins.
Yeah.
You know, like the, hey, I'm here, which I'm surprised anybody still does, but they do. Number seven. Use this hashtag specifically when posting all pictures. Do we care about that? We don't mind. Every wedding has their own sort of like.
People get
hashtag.
Really pushy with the hashtag.
They do.
They're like, I need to have all my memories in one place.
Number eight. And this is the best part. I love clause number eight. This is in caps lock. Do not talk to the bride at all.
She's busy.
Okay. So here's the question. Is this because the bride and the groom, like at every wedding, are going to get swamped with people?
Yes, absolutely.
And everyone wants to say hi.
Give them a bit of space. I actually had a friend a few years ago, and she said funerals and weddings are the same because she's like, you know how like a funeral is a blur? You don't remember the day? She's like, I don't want my wedding like that because when you're being talked to so much, you don't remember anything. So just give the bride or groom a little bit of space.
Okay.
Just a little bit of space so they can remember the day.
Now, that doesn't mean do not talk to the bride at all. However, there is always that aunt, probably
for sure.
Jessica's mom.
Oh,
who's
Jessica's
like
mom's drunk.
Pulling at your at your sleeve, going like, hey, can I take another picture with you? You're always my favorite niece.
Remember 98?
Yeah, exactly. You remember the cottage trip? That was great. Here's my digital camera from 1990. Let's take a picture.
Pic.
Yeah, I hate that. Number nine, everybody will toast with Remy Martin. There will be no exceptions.
That's weird.
I don't know why, but that's what they want.
You gotta toast.
Yeah, listen, if they want to toast with Remy, toast with Remy. So no beer, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Things like that. No, like, cocktails or whatever.
I thought Remy Martin was a person.
No. That's a drink.
Oh, damn.
Oh, Jax. Yeah. We need to take you some high-class bars. Number 10. You must come with a gift of $75 or more, or you will not be admitted in.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Okay.
But we have very differing opinions on this.
Well, you tell me what you think.
So I think that you can't tell people how much to spend after you told them to come to your wedding. If you have put yourself in a lot of debt for your wedding, that is your problem, not theirs.
Now,
I'm just saying.
I say if you know that this wedding is a big party and you're going to go have fun at someone else's wedding, you pay for your plate.
You should. You should pay for your plate. But if the person doesn't, you can't punish them. You can't be mad. You can't be mad at a guest.
That's what I was wondering with this is like, do they hire a bouncer who at the start of the wedding is like, okay, everybody show me the gifts. Yeah. And if it's not over $75 on eBay, I'm not, you're out. That's the part I don't understand. I think what you say in this, to word this differently, is there's a couple things here. Do not talk to the bride at all. Just say, hey, remember that the bride's got to say hi to everybody, so please give her the space.
Yeah.
I think that's how you word that.
Yes, space.
And then the other one that a lot of people are mad about is this one. $75 or more, you'd not be admitted in. How about you just say, as a polite suggestion, each plate costs $75?
Don't even mention it.
I think you have
to. Just hope that everybody will be good.
Jax, there's clearly a reason that they feel like they have to put this list out.
Well, bring it up with Jessica herself.
Family.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Jessica.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A year and a half ago, if you wanted to buy a condo in Toronto, you'd have to, especially a new one, you'd have to go to the developer. You'd have to line up outside. I remember that. There's lots of lineups for people that wanted to buy condos pre-construction.
Yeah.
And you'd literally have to kiss their feet.
And like, then sell your soul.
Please, God, please give me a right to even bid on this condo.
It's wild.
Now it's not like that. Now they're working for you. And that is why in Etobicoke, you can now buy a condo on the Queensway with a TikTok recording studio as a part of its amenities.
Good God.
So you can book this thing, and it actually comes with, like, proper lighting, proper sound, indoor-outdoor space. It's actually kind of nice. It seems maybe a little bit ridiculous for you if you don't use TikTok regularly or you don't do social media regularly. However, it's tough when you're in a condo and that's what you do for a living, like Jax and I.
Yeah.
You know, both had condos, you know, like rented condos, that sort of thing. Both had to do social media stuff for our jobs, and it's like, man, that would have been convenient.
A not well lit white wall is not a good thing.
No, apparently not. It's weird, right? Yeah. So here's the thing. They're saying that a lot of new condo builds are adding amenities and not like pools or anything, because a lot of people don't like pools in their condo. They're very expensive. Yep. But they're adding weird new amenities like this to entice you to buy them because everybody's left the downtown because of COVID.
Yeah.
Now, that brings me to my question. This doesn't have to be a condo. It could be a house or whatever. Imagine telling your friends, hey, I live in a building with a TikTok recording studio.
Like, that's sick.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's also kind of lame, but it's kind of cool. There's a line we're riding here. I want to know what is unique about your house that you're pretty sure nobody else has. Now, Jax, do you have anything?
I do have one. I haven't seen this before. I don't have a fridge.
You don't have a fridge.
So Michelle and I, when we moved into our new house, we don't have a fridge. We have big drawers.
They're refrigerated drawers.
Yeah, they're huge stainless steel drawers. They look like little dishwashers, and they're just the fridges. At first, I was like, where's the fridge? What is... Of course, only in Toronto you can get a place without a fridge. But yeah, it has fridge drawers.
Now, it is still the same size of a fridge, but what's cool about this is it gives them more cabinet space.
Yep.
And it's in your island.
Yeah, it's built into the island.
So, you know, if you're like, if someone wants a drink, you literally just pull the thing out, pop it out.
Pretty cool.
It's really nice.
Pretty cool until it hits your knee.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I don't have anything. I have the most generic place that you could imagine. So I really don't have much. I put my own studio in the basement because I podcast and stuff like that. But I there's nothing about my house that's unique. It's just got rooms and toilets and that's about it.
It's got a lot of heart.
That's what it is. It's good for two dogs.
Yeah.
So hit us up, 416-872-9999, 999-999 text. We want to know what your place has that you're pretty sure none of your friends have. Like, you're like, this is pretty unique, and I don't know why. Like, all the houses from the 80s and the 70s from where I grew up, for whatever reason, and I don't understand this, every house in my neighborhood came with a sauna.
People love saunas, didn't they?
I guess they did back then, but even if you didn't have a pool, it's like, well, no, you still got this really nice sauna. Nobody ever used them.
No.
They were probably just stored.
Yeah.
But they had the sauna element. And I guess that was a big selling feature in the 80s.
It's a good place. It's good for storage now.
It is. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Your place has got this thing. And this thing is so unique that you're pretty sure no one else's place has got this thing. Meaning, like, for instance, they're building a condo on the Queensway that has a TikTok recording studio in it.
That's so cool.
Just because, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who are using, like, multimedia or whatever. So they thought, why don't we put one in the building? Bring a bunch of creators in. Yeah. Hopefully that attracts them to buy. Kind of a cool idea.
Yeah.
Now, what does your place have that you're pretty sure nobody else does?
Got a text here from the 647. We have two digital pinball machines and a golden tee. What's a golden tee golf? What's a golden tee?
Have you never played golden tee golf?
And I love golf.
So this is what I used to love to do. You go and get a pitcher with your friends. And then you play golden tee golf. And golden tee golf is the video arcade golf game where there's like a golf ball and you pull it back and then you shoot it.
Golden
tee golf tournaments.
Really?
And it is so fun, especially if you like golf and you suck at it like me. Like, it's so much fun, and there are people that are absolutely spectacular at it. It's a great way to spend an afternoon. Especially in the wintertime when it's cold and dark and you see this, like, green course on. Yeah, I love it.
Adam's brought to you by Golden Tee over here. Text me 705. We have two basements. Does that count? Yeah, that counts. So they said, they kind of clarified. It's hard to explain without actually seeing it, but we have one lower level that we like to call the family room. That is actually a basement. And then, again, you go there to another basement. Double basements.
So they have a double basement?
Only in Alliston, eh?
Yeah,
text in the 416 here too. We have an Olympic sized pool. How big is an Olympic sized pool?
It's big.
Is it huge?
It's like, did you have a pool at your high school?
No.
Okay, we had a pool. we had one of the last remaining pools in Scarborough at Mowat, and it was Olympic sized, and it's big. Like, they're big boys. They're the ones that, like, you go to and, like, you go for a free swim. That's an Olympic sized pool. They're huge.
I learned in a mobile classroom outside. Like, we didn't have pools.
You had a portable?
Yeah, we had a portable.
So hit us up again, 999-999 to text. We want to know the things that you have that nobody else has. Also, we should let you know, summer side hustle. We got money for you.
Yes.
Another keyword coming at noon. Silk Sonic. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.